Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Thanks very much for hanging out with the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, that's easy to do. We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. That's at IOB underscore News Hour, at IOB. Underscore News Hour. Diana Baer is our guest in studio. She has a business called Beyond Elegance, and I have to thank our good friend Bo Fodor for hooking us up. Bo and Diana have worked together in the past, and I thought the composition of having a business out of New Sharon, Iowa, with also showroom here in the Des Moines Metro, that deals in elegant settings for parties and events, I thought it was very interesting. So we had to have Diana come by the studio to talk about her business. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Right up close to the microphone. There you
all
go.
Right, all right.
I forgot to tell you that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm a little bit forminkled because of I've been out at the Iowa State Fair all day. So this is an interesting business. You're based out of New Sharon. Tell us, where did this come from?
Well, it actually started, we have three daughters. And our middle daughter had her wedding reception at the Marriott downtown. And at that point in time, she had chair covers. And so when the younger daughter decided she wanted to get married, and this was during the time of our life where we had both decided to retire, we went around to a lot of the different hotels and found out they didn't have chair covers. And I needed a little side job after I retired.
Sure.
So the girls and I got together and we said, okay, I think we can start a business and we'll buy chair covers for her wedding, and we'll start, see if we can rent chair covers. So I put up a website, and the first order that we got was actually from Arizona.
Really?
Yes. And we turned our downstairs of our house into a laundry facility, and because the girls were all gone by then, and their bedrooms had ironers in them, and then we had one bedroom that was nothing but a storage area with racks for linens, and we turned our furnace area into, we had a commercial washer and two regular big washers.
And this is all in your house?
All in our house downstairs. Four dryers.
In New Sharon.
Right. And then we turned our garage into our packing area. So, and we had girls coming in after school, during the night.
How long ago is this?
Oh, geez. We started, we'll actually be at 15 years this February.
So your first order was sending chair covers to Arizona. What, they don't have chair covers in Arizona?
Well, they didn't at that point in time.
Interesting.
But now you'll find most of all the hotels have their own chair covers, so it's not as lucrative as it used to be.
So then you had to add more stuff.
Yeah, and at that point in time, my husband and I looked at each other and we said, you know, either we've got to grow this thing or we got to get out of it because we need our home back.
Sure.
So we built a warehouse down east of our building, which is 80 by 60. And when we originally built it, we just had the main floor plus the office areas up above and the kitchen area. And since then, we've added on three or four different levels. So it just continually kept growing and growing and growing.
So other than chair covers that you rent out for events, what other kinds of things do you have?
The main part of the business anymore is our linen business. And we have, like I say, we have thousands of chair covers. We have thousands of linens. But
all kinds of colors?
All different kinds of colors, all different kinds of fabric. You have to keep up with the trends of the market, and you have to live that you've got a lot of inventory sitting there not being used because every year
something changes.
That's right. It's a different trend. It's a different fabric. It's, you know, whatever, you know, the bride, you know, decides she's...
Is it mostly bridal events that you're doing, or do you sometimes flash out into some corporate events?
Yeah. The majority of them is bridal, but I'm sure, Michael, you probably are aware of Bravo.
Of course.
The fundraiser for the arts. We have actually provided and set up all the linens for that for the last 5 years.
Good for you.
And it's grown from, I think the first year that we did it was maybe somewhere around 900. You know, this last year it was 1,500. And we can actually go in, set that up, bring in all family, friends, and everybody, you know, in 5.5 hours. Mm. And that's putting on a chair cover, putting on a sash, putting on a tablecloth.
So I find this interesting. This is post-retirement business that has now grown into a, sounds like almost a full-time business.
I work more hours now than I ever did when I was working.
And you've got a booth out at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Tell us about that.
We do. We sponsor the cake contest at the Iowa State Fair. And then we have a table there that we display our...
It's in the Elwell building, family building.
Right,
there.
Right. Great, great place. All air conditioned.
There
you go. If you're going to the fair, you got to go by there. So.
And I understand that, and this world is so small. So very, very small. You are camping next to some friends of mine from New Sharon.
Yes, that's what we found out when we first had our conversation. Chris Versteeg.
Yeah, so. Chris Versteeg and his family, they have been longtime fairgoers. I think he went to the fair first when his father, Jim, took him as a baby. And they were cattle producers, and he was in the business as well over there in New Sharon and all around. And what a surprising thing. You never get anybody mad at you because you never know when that's going to come back around.
That's right.
That's pretty interesting. Well, so out of New Sharon, then you also have a facility in Des Moines. Is that correct? In West Des Moines.
That's right. We were very blessed, and I'll have to give credit to Tom Bozen.
Sure.
With Bozen the Florist. He gave us our first opportunity to come to Des Moines, and we were down on Grand Avenue at that point in time. The building is no longer there. They've torn it down recently, and then from there, we moved over to Valley Junction. And we're right across from the post office. We're at 413 5th Street. Wonderful location.
It is.
Parking is great, a lot of things to see down there. But in there, you can go in and we have a full array of all of our linens. You can set up a table, try out all the different linens till the bride comes in and you can see that spark in her eye and she knows that's exactly what she wants for her wedding or her event. So.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever run into a bridezilla?
Actually, we were talking about that we've been lucky enough not to. Most of the brides that we work with are very, very cordial. We work with a lot of multi-event coordinators, too. And as my husband will say, sometimes it's the mother of the bride that might be a little bit more demanding than the bride themselves.
Yeah, the bride's going to get married, That's the whole idea. The folks that are running in the background, they sometimes are pulling the strings.
Yeah.
I understand that completely. Well, excellent. It's a neat business, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Beyond Elegance. We will have links to all of this, their website, how to get in touch with Diana and her husband, Dave, on that website, on the blog page, so that you can go ahead and find out more about Beyond Elegance. Thanks so very much for coming in and doing this.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. Good stuff out of New Sharon, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody in New Sharon is got to be okay. Thanks so much for having been with us. For all of us that put this show together, we have to say thank you for our good friend David Macon from Macon Books Publishing. We also had that conversation with Mark Putney. That would be John Putney's son. We're talking about agriculture and, of course, trade opportunities. Interesting day on the News Hour, as it always is. We will be back at 5:05 tomorrow afternoon. Behind the controls tonight is our good friend, the producer, Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Inside on Business is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. You want some music for your website, for your video, for your business, get in touch with us and we will hook you up with James Goodlett. For all of us that put this together each and every day, have yourself a wonderful afternoon and an evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.